The Federation of Thai Industries says the political conflict could cost the tourism industry more than $1 billion after images of deadly clashes between anti-government protesters and security forces were flashed across the world. The FTI says hotels, restaurants, souvenir shops and shopping malls near the protest sites would be hardest hit. More than 40 countries have issued travel warnings regarding Bangkok. Khao San Road is a popular tourist area in the city, and it is close to the location of the worst violence on Saturday, when more than 20 people died and hundreds injured. Kum Tan drives a tuk-tuk, a small three-wheeled taxi on Khao San Road. Kum Tan says foreign travellers will stay away this year because they are afraid. He says it is not good and will hit his income hard. The protesters largely support former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat, who was ousted in a coup in 2006. They want Prime Minister Aphisit Wichachiwa to resign and call new elections. They began mass protests in the city a month ago. Even before the violence, hotels in Bangkok reported that 20% of their reservations were being cancelled by travellers concerned by the protests. Tourism industry officials expect visitor arrivals to fall to about 14.5 million this year, 1 million less than had been expected because of the protests. Tourism accounts for some 6% of Thailand's national income. One of the main protest sites is in the heart of a large shopping, hotel and transportation hub. As a result, hundreds of popular shops have been forced to close over the past week, with hundreds of millions of dollars in losses. The violence led to the Bangkok city government to cancel official celebrations for the Thai New Year, the Songkran Festival, which begins Tuesday. Alice, a tourist from France, says she notices the difference in atmosphere among the people.
And all the people are very stressed out and...
Yeah.
People from Thailand are not like usually, you know, not very smiley people, and this is just weird ambience.
Small companies are especially at risk because they lack cash reserves. Krishna, at a Khao San tailor shop, says his business is suffering.
This month is almost no business at all.
And
it's being very quiet right now.
Right.
I think the Khao San is the most busiest on the festival, Thai festival, Songkran festival, but this year it seems like there's nobody here, you see, it's almost empty around here.
Bob James, a tourism industry consultant, says while the situation is serious, he expects tourism to recover.
It's a serious situation, but I also think you have to put things in context. Thailand is renowned for its tourism. It's one of the major tourism players in Asia, and always has been. It's had its challenges and ups and downs in previous years, and has always rallied through and come through.
Thailand's tourism authority is planning to begin a new wave of promotions once the political conflicts subside. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.